Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Yoma. We mentioned back in Maseches Shkalim that there is a Machlokas Tanaim about what happened to the Aron when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. There are two possibilities. Either it was hidden prior to the Churban by King Yehoyachin in order to protect it, or it was taken into Galus by Nebuchadnezzar. And those are the two options we talked about. Now, either way, there was no Aron during the second Beis HaMikdash. And so Mishnah Beis tells us, Mishanitau Aron, from the point at which the Aron was taken, right, it's not there anymore. So, Evan Haisa Shami Amos Nevi'im Rishonim. There was actually a stone in the ground, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that is there from the beginning, from really the beginning. Nevi'im Rishonim refers to David and Shmuel. And there was no, the Beis HaMikdash did not exist before them. In fact, even the land on which the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built was not in any way connected to the Jewish people before the time of David and Shmuel. And so at that point, meaning going all the way back, there is this rock that is embedded in the floor of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ushasiya Haisa Nikris. And it was called the Evan Hashasiya, which means the foundation stone, because it is the foundation of the world. It is elevated from the floor, three etzbos. There are four etzbos in a tefach, so we're talking about 3/4 of a tefach, which means we're talking about about 3 inches. So it's about 3 inches tall. V'aleha hayanosin. And that is where the Kohen Gadol would put the pan of coals for the Ketores during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, when there was no actual Aron or Badim.